Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Healthy Sexual is the new campaign to raise awareness about sexual health and how we can prevent, test, treat and talk to protect our sexual well-being. Launched by WA Health in April, the Healthy Sexual message is one for all West Australians to look after and enable our sexual health and well-being. Joining us today to discuss the Department of Health's new campaign on sexual health is Senior Policy Officer Sherelle Tool. Welcome, Sherelle. Can you tell us a little bit about your work at the Department of Health?
Hi, sure. Thank you for having me. I work for the Sexual Health and Bloodborne Virus Program, which is part of the Communicable Disease Control Directorate, and we coordinate the prevention control of sexually transmitted infections and bloodborne viruses across Australia.
The key message of the campaign are to talk, test and protect. Why is it so important that we talk about our sexual health?
Sure. When we talk about sexual health, lots of people think that that's purely just talking about sexual activities, but sexual health is more than just about sex. It's about our bodies and puberty and respectful relationships, values, safety consent and informed decision making. And all of these conversations really need to begin right from childhood. We've got lots of resources at the Department of Health that can help support these conversations, and they can all be found on our Healthy Sexual website. But if you're talking about in terms of sex specifically, it's really important to talk to your sexual partners about your sexual health, because it helps protect you and them against STIs and unintended pregnancies, and it just helps to make sex safer and more pleasurable.
So the WA Health launched the new Healthy Sexual campaign in April this year. So what sorts of things should we be talking about, like you said before, with our partners to help keep ourselves and our sexual partners safe?
First of all, when you're having conversations with sexual partners, it's really important that it's in a place where you feel safe and comfortable. Usually it's best to start these before sex happens, when your clothes are on. And it's really important to keep these conversations respectful and non-judgmental. The things that you probably want to be talking about, vital, it's talking about consent. So talking about what you're comfortable with, setting boundaries, talking about the things that you like and that you don't like. Then you really need to be talking about safer sex practices. So talking about the kinds of sex you're having, the risks involved, what protection you're going to use, like condoms and dams. And it's important to remember that if you're trying to prevent a pregnancy, condoms are the only contraception that also prevent STIs. And when you're talking about STIs, you need to be talking about your testing of STIs as well. So when your last sexual health check was, if you've had an STI and if it's been treated, and discussing STI testing if you're going to have an exclusive relationship without using condoms and dams. The other thing too is it's really important to be able to talk to health professionals about these topics. So finding a doctor or a sexual health clinic you're comfortable with is important. And although we sometimes feel uncomfortable talking to health professionals about these things, it is part of their job, and it's likely that they've heard all of this stuff before.
And you briefly mentioned a little bit of information on STIs. So the Healthy Sexual campaign reminds us that regular STI testing is a vital part of protecting yourself and your sexual partners. So what do people need to know more about STIs and getting tested for them?
Yeah, STIs are really, really common, and they're very easy to spread. And I think that most people think that they can tell if they've had an STI or if they have an STI, but actually most people don't show any symptoms, or they're so mild that they don't even notice. And the issue with STIs is that if they go untreated, they can cause serious long-term health issues. And the only way to be sure is if you get regular testing. Testing is really simple. Depending on the kinds of sex you're having, the health professional you see might take a urine sample or swabs or a blood sample or a combination of those things. They'll ask you some questions about your sexual behaviours, but that's just to make sure that they're giving you the appropriate tests. And it's really easy to get tests by either going to your doctor or a sexual health clinic. And we also have a fantastic feature on our Healthy Sexual website, which people can answer some questions and download a pathways form to get free testing. The really important thing to remember is that all STIs can be treated and managed, and the earlier that you know you have an STI, the easier it is to treat.
Of course. And what STIs are of most concern?
Well, chlamydia and gonorrhea are the most common STIs that we see, but our major concern at the moment is an outbreak of syphilis across the state. And cases of syphilis in pregnancy are a particular concern because syphilis left untreated in pregnancy can cause serious harm or even death to a baby. So this makes testing even more crucial. So for people who are pregnant, especially people who have changed partners during pregnancy, it's vital that they continue their antenatal testing and treatment, and people can ask their doctors for more information about this.
For sure. And where can we see the Healthy Sexual Campaign for listeners out there that are wanting to learn more upon the topic?
Sure. Our adverts are currently on Catch Up TV, radio, Aboriginal radio stations, and across the state in cinemas. And you may have noticed we've got posters, street posters, and in venues around Perth. And we have a large social media presence on our campaign assets on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, and Snapchat. And anybody who sees them out there, they can share our adverts and use the hashtag #HealthySexual.
Perfect. And how's the campaign going so far? So it started in April and we're now in June. How's the campaign going?
We've got really positive feedback so far. This campaign has really tried to bring sexual health out into the light, where historically campaigns have been quite fear-based and dark. So we've had lots of positive feedback on the diversity and the sex positivity of this campaign. Our social media has had 1.655 million reach, and over 204,000 people have viewed our YouTube ads. So a huge reach, which is so great to see. And this is just our first burst, so we've got big plans for the next part of the campaign with more diversity and trying to get those healthy sexual messages out across WA.
For sure. This is definitely something very, very important and, worth talking about. So who would like to get further information, like you said, go on the social medias. There's Facebook and, of course, the healthysexual.com website. So that's www.healthysexual.com.au. And if anyone would like to speak anonymously on the phone line and talk and confidently talk to somebody about this, if you are in WA, call the Sexual Health Helpline. That's 1800 198 205 for country callers. And for Perth Metropolitan callers, that's 9227 6178. Thanks so much, Sherelle, for joining us.
Thank you for having us.